Ron. What's going on?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Are you a morning person? Do you wake up at this hour normally?
He's just laughing because we already know the answer.
Foolish question.
No, I don't really wake up this early to do very much, unless it's a golf day or church, you know.
Or church.
You only wake up for golf and church.
What an American. You're a true American hero.
What a man.
Thank you very much.
So you got some shows coming up here in Boston. You like playing in Boston?
Yeah, I love drinking in Boston. and I'm an honorary member of Harvard Lampoon, so I get to stop by the castle there at Harvard and drink with the young smart kids.
Nothing like getting drunk at Harvard with smart people.
I know. Whenever they did it, I got to go to the little castle, and they had a banquet for me in this Hogwarts-looking room. And you couldn't take pictures in there, real hush-hush secret. But it was pretty cool, you know. That was voted in by all these young kids, and which is pretty odd because, you know, I'm 62 years old. I would be surprised they knew who I was.
How do they react when you come walking in the room?
They cheer. You know, most of them, they know me from their parents listening to it.
Huh.
So, whatever it takes to make young fans, because my old fans are dying.
Oh, my gosh.
Without even asking me first.
Without even asking you. That's funny.
Yeah, don't even ask. They just die.
Hey, we read that you have a joke every day on your socials. So what's today's joke?
I write them and they post them. So I haven't read one this morning yet. They've got about 400 of them sitting around that they can work with. But there's just a surplus of them, and I don't decide when they go up or what they're going to put up.
When do you write your best jokes? Is it after you've had tequila or before?
It's a little mix, but most of it gets written on the tour bus after the shows. So, you know, we'll do the shows and hop back on the bus and move to the next show, and we'll get on the bus and party pretty hard. And my friends are very funny. The people on the bus are funny. So, you know, it's a good place to knock stuff around.
Have you ever done a set while you were drunk and then not even realize you did a set?
I don't know that I've ever done one that I didn't realize I'd done a set, but I was on stage before and realized I had no business there.
Oh, my goodness.
Where were you?
It's happened a few times, but the one that really comes to mind is the Columbus Funny Bone, which was a club I was banned from for 10 years. And then on my wonderful return, I was overserved and it got a little sloppy. But,
why can't they handle you? Why the Funny Bone? What was it? What is it about you that they just can't handle?
I don't know, man. I've been banned from two clubs for both of them for around 10 years. The Atlanta Punchline, they should have done it. And I had no problem with it. The next day I was like, okay, I get it.
So why do you get it? What was it that got you banned?
I don't really want to go into the details on either one of them, but this is probably 5 or 10 years ago. So when it happened, it was probably 20 years ago. And my behavior was just flat out of control. And I don't know what I was trying to do or prove or whatever, but now I have my first drink of the day when I walk on stage. So it's, on two show nights, it might get a little sloppy towards the end of that second one.
But oh, man. That's the show you want to be at.
Well, you know, that's what some people say. That's what some people say.
Yeah, well, you're doing a doubleheader on February 1st in Boston at the Wilbur Theater on February 1st. And it looks like you're going to be in Medford the next day on the 2nd. So we're looking forward.
That's not very far away, right?
No, it's just about 10, 15 minutes north of the city.
Oh, okay. I wonder why they would put those two dates so close to each other.
Because they love you so much. That's why.
Okay.
All the theaters want you.
Hopefully, or else you're going to have nobody at that last show.
I hope there's going to be somebody there. Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot for your help. Bye-bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.